Today's scripture comes from Proverbs 31, 28 through 31. It's page 552 in the Pew Bible. Again, that's Proverbs 31, 28 through 31. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.
Good morning, everyone. Please have your Bibles open to where Jeff just read for us in Proverbs chapter 31. As he mentioned, if you have a pew Bible, that's on page 552. Before we get to that, a couple of housekeeping items. In the newsletter, due to some scheduling issues, the date and the place for Ladies' Night Out has been changed. And so Ladies' Night Out is this coming Thursday at Cracker Barrel, and there's a sign-up sheet in the hallway, so please make note of that. And if you're able to attend, please try to remember to sign up for that. So just wanted to mention that. And with today being Mother's Day, we certainly echo what John Dean said at the beginning of worship and wish everyone, especially our mothers, a happy Mother's Day. But to all of our women, and their influence and their impact upon us is great. We thank you and we honor you today. But I do want to highlight something that's in the newsletter, and that is June will be the beginning of a new quarter of Bible classes for us, and we're going to do something special on Wednesday nights for this summer. And in addition to the regular adult Bible class in the auditorium, there's going to be a secondary Bible class. Everybody's invited to it, but it is going to be especially focused for those of us who are parents or maybe thinking about becoming parents at some point in life. But it's called, now if you look in the newsletter, if you're not careful, you think the class is called Disciplining Our Children, but that's not what it's called. It's called Discipling Our Children. And our theme this year is on discipleship. Our theme, these words, come follow me. Jesus invites us to follow in his steps and his example. And really the most important place where that takes place is within our homes. And for those of us who are parents, those of us who are raising children, and I'll also add this, those of you who are grandparents and have close contact with children in general, the way that we disciple children sets them on a path for the rest of their lives. They choose whether or not to follow that path in the grand scheme of things. But we have a very important role and maybe the most fundamental role in that process. And so that class is going to be discussion-based, but also Bible-based. But I just wanted to mention that as we prepare for the summer quarter of classes. And for those of you who are parents, maybe that might be something of interest to you and also something of interest maybe to others that we can invite to be with us on Wednesday nights through the summer. We'll be sharing more details about that over the next several weeks, but I just wanted to mention that this morning, especially with Mother's Day being in mind. I think it was a few weeks ago I saw, maybe the first place I saw it was on social media, and then I happened to catch the evening news that night, and everybody was talking about this one video that was circulating locally, I'm sure. It circulated throughout the country as well, but especially in East Tennessee, it was getting a lot of attention and a lot of conversation. I don't have the video, but here's a picture of what that video captured. It's from Cades Cove, and if you've been to Cades Cove and driven around the loop, hopefully at some point you've seen some bears, but on this particular day, there's a big bear, and it's sort of hard to tell right here, but there's actually four baby bears, cubs,